Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Buena Vista, Representative Worthen, for closing remarks on Senate Amendment H8466.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'd like to thank Representative Breckinridge and the other minority party members of the Justice Systems Budget Committee. We had a good committee that worked well together all session long. And tonight's no different than any other time we've done this budget over the past several years. The appropriation to the Department of Justice has been a contentious debate since 2011. And despite the protestations over the years by the department and by the minority party about the underfunding of the Department of Justice, I've yet to receive a complaint concerning the services provided by the Department of Justice from any local prosecutor. Each and every one of those years, we, the majority party, and I personally have been accused of partisanship in the appropriation to the Department of Justice. Yet each and every one of those years, the Department of Justice has been able to fulfill its obligations with the funds appropriated. Transparency is a catchphrase around here that we hear a lot, but opacity seems to be the order of the day in the relationship between the legislature and the Attorney General. While he claims that they are financially stressed, he seems to have ample resources to provide the funds and the man hours to participate in multiple civil actions beyond the borders of our state. Therein lies the rub. While we can cite examples where participation in these suits has been a boon to the state, the tobacco settlement being a prime example, our concerns are with the Attorney General's participation in recent civil suits on the national level that are diametrically opposed to the best interests of Iowans. The most recent example is the Attorney General's decision to participate in a lawsuit against the federal government that would prohibit the 2020 census from including a question concerning citizenship. Our representation in Congress depends on the results of the official U.S. census. If the citizenship question is not allowed, non-citizens will be accounted, unduly influencing the calculations of apportioning the membership in the U.S. House of Representatives to each individual state. It's conceivable that Iowa could lose a U.S. congressman to a state like California or Arizona or Texas. There are many more examples that I could cite. And I find it extremely interesting that in 2017 alone, the Attorney General has joined in 35 lawsuits against the current administration. In the 4 years prior, he participated in no lawsuits against the administration. Each of the budgets from this chamber to the Attorney General over the last 7 years have contained a subtle message. Those messages were ignored. Last year's budget from a united legislature was a little less nuanced, but it also fell on deaf ears. The time for nuance and subtlety is over. Using the most effective tool that we have, the message today is unambiguous. The blatant partisanship of the Attorney General as he participates.
Please state your point.
Attorney General, that is inappropriate.
Well, the gentleman from Polk and the gentleman from Buena Vista, please approach the well.